Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to continue with your phone calls, get into the economic news, the police state news. They're trying to pass legislation to basically ban family farms and ranches without all these special new fees and fines. That's coming up. That bill is very close to passing again. Senate bill, S-1050, Food Safety Modernization Act, vote imminent, would outlaw gardening and saving seeds. You can't make this stuff up. It's actually in the bill. You got kids having the police called on them for selling cupcakes. Little girls can't have a lemonade stand. All over the country, kids can't have American flags because the illegal aliens hate the country so much that they demand the flags be taken down, and the teachers agree the flags are removed. This country's a joke. And as citizens, we better get mad and get angry. We do need to add to Paul Joseph Watson's article that's on PrisonPlanet.com, top linked on Drudge. Drudge was crashing InfoWars, so we made it redirect to a Prison Planet mirror of the same article. We have an ad server on InfoWars that's always causing problems. It doesn't do it on Prison Planet, so we linked over there. But we need to update this and say that we've now interviewed Owen J.J. Stone, a.k.a. the O-Doctor, because now he's, like he said on the show, he didn't want to get into detail, but it was worse that they actually padded. Padded is, they didn't just touch his rear end, they padded it. Like, hey, baby, you know, get on in there. And they put the hand in the front and gave a little pat. I mean, and he said the guy was apologizing. Well, obviously he's apologizing. He knows it's wrong. Why does he have this job then, Owen?
I have no idea why he has that job. Again, in my mind, regular, normal human beings don't have this job. And the one thing that you asked me earlier, what I wanted to end with, is that I'm actually happy this happened because most of the country and most of the world anymore is pacified by things. And one of the things you don't mess with is children and your personal privacy. And nothing gets more personal. People tap phones, all that kind of stuff. Everything goes on. Nothing gets more personal than pictures of your naked body showing up somewhere. Nothing gets more personal than another adult touching you in a way that you don't want them touched, and especially when it happens with the children. So go ahead and put these x-ray machines in. Go ahead and put them in schools. And that will finally set some people off to do something because this is outrageous and it's egregious. I mean, at the end of the day, who wants someone else looking at them when they don't give them permission to do it? No one. No one does. No one wants it. And for it to happen in schools, who's looking at all these pictures, all these images? Pedophiles. If I was a pedophile, why not sign up for a job?
Well, hey, remember Pennsylvania and where the school was recording thousands of images of the laptops while the kids were at home dressing and undressing and in their own beds? And the school thought it was so normal, they went public. They were the ones that told on themselves.
Yep. And so what do people say? Oh, well, you know, that doesn't happen when you tell somebody that story. When it's actual fact. And when it becomes well-known and spread, everyone will understand that it's wrong and it's violating people's privacy. And my friend keeps messaging me because he's a long-time listener to your show, and he said, can he get a well-dressed man to escort him around the TSA so that he can get in and out of his flight? Because apparently, if you have a government official with you, you can get past anything, you know, and who knows what somebody's doing. I wonder if they're going to pat down.
Yeah, your friend's bringing up Mutalib, the underwear bomber. We had several witnesses who were on the plane from Amsterdam. He didn't have his passport, didn't even have his ID. And a well-dressed man, obviously in command, got him through the scanners without scanning, got him onto the airplane, and then he was protected. And then it came out the State Department was ordered by a, quote, unnamed U.S. agency to help get the underwear bomber on the week before all the scanners arrived. They ordered him a year before that, and then right as they're about to arrive, a government stooge is protected on the plane.
I actually believe that happened. One thing, just to corroborate some things that you bring up.
Well, hold on. Hey, Owen, you're awesome, man. You need to do a regular talk show. I guess you do. Stay there. We're going to come back, have you finish up, and I promise I'm getting to the calls and all the other news. He's the O-Doctor, Owen J.J. Stone. We'll be right back. We'll tell you about his website and a lot more. He was co-hosting This Week in Tech, and the story's up on the Drudge Report about them grabbing his genitals. Stay with us.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Updating the story that is the top link on the drugs report. Get ready. Now putting hands down Flyers pants. That's what Drudge has. TSA now putting hands down Flyers pants. And as bad as the clip was that we were talking about on the syndicated radio / TV show that Owen J.J. Stone was on, he came on our show and said, well, I didn't want to go all the way with it, but they actually put their hand in my pants and patted my rear end and then put their hand down my pants and patted my testicles. But no one wants to talk about this, but we have to talk about this abuse to stop it. But we were getting into the underwear bomber being led onto the plane, protected by the U.S. government. The FBI said that witnesses were liars for 2 months. Then when the Undersecretary of State got in trouble, he came out and said, okay, I was ordered to do this, so don't blame me. U.S. government ordered us to help Mutalib get on the plane. It's the same thing every single time. And you were saying that you wanted to add something to that. Owen, go ahead.
Last part of that, I don't want to take up too much time on your show. Whenever I talk to someone that's skeptical about what the government can do or why they would do things, I say, well, what about the Tuskegee Airmen? Did the government not do things to their own troops and people that were putting their lives on the line for their own country? Yes, they did. And they came out and they admitted it. Oh, it was wrong. We shouldn't do it. That just puts you in their mental state of what they can do. Did this government come out and tell me, is there a weapons of mass destruction? And then 3 or 4 years later say, oh, there's no weapons of mass destruction, but we still need to have the war anyway. I mean, there are basic lines of lies that they give you, then they apologize for later, and then people let pass under the bridge. I mean, at the bottom line, don't trust anyone. Question everything, because as soon as you start taking everything somebody feeds you, you're going to end up getting sick, because not everything is for everyone. And I appreciate you having me on the show and bringing up this topic.
Well, Owen, it's funny you brought that up, but I didn't want to bring it up just because there's so much to cover. But I was thinking the same thing 20 minutes ago. I was going to bring up the issue, and not because you're black, but because it affects us all. For 45 years, they shot black men up with syphilis to watch how it killed them and to have them spread it in the black community. Now we learn they were shooting Guatemalan men, women, and children up with syphilis. Now we learn this year that source CBS News, but they bury it in the article, the UN is going all over the world, Africa, Asia, Latin America, giving children weaponized polio, telling them it's a polio vaccine. I mean, Project Shad, tens of thousands of our troops from the 1940s right to the 1980s, declassified. They would nerve gas our troops in some cases, kill them, and tell their families they died of the flu. And they do that to create cadres, armies of doctors and scientists that will do anything crazy they're told. And that's what this TSA army's about. We've confirmed from TSA insiders that in the last couple months they call them in and they say, are you for the naked body scanners? Are you concerned about radiation? Are you concerned about touching people's genitals? And if they say, I am concerned, they're given a pink slip and laid off. So they're culling through and creating an army of pedophiles, control freaks, idiots, morons, people on power trips. They're profiling society and finding scum. Give me your view on that.
The basic point of it is that anyone that would do this, there's something wrong with that person. Because if I walk up to anyone, again, the whole color doesn't matter. Whether you're blue or yellow, who wants someone else touching their private part? Especially a stranger. You know, it'd be different if they got my uncle down there to do it, or somebody I knew for 20 years, said, hey, bring somebody else that knows, and we're going to have them pat you down. Maybe I'd feel okay with it. But for a stranger with a blue elastic glove on, to put their hands anywhere near me, again, it's unsanitary, it's disgusting, it's invasive, and they usually want to take you in private to do it. And those are all kinds of signs that these people are creepy and weird. They sit behind a shielded screen. Oh, don't even talk about that. When they're doing the x-rays, their side is shielded. They've got lead protection. You know, they're sitting behind a lead wall looking at you.
That's another good point I noticed. There is some type of lead wall.
Yes.
And when they run the system, they do get behind it. That's a key point I hadn't thought to talk about. There's so many facets. They're telling us it's safe, but they're hiding behind shielding.
Again, my dentist puts a metal plate on my chest and then runs into another room to click the button. These guys don't even give me a metal plate. They just run around their wall and click the button. It's not safe. People are going to have their hair falling out in 15 years, and it's not a joke. It's radiation. All I know is radiation's bad. I'm not a scientist. I'm not even that smart. But all I know is that when I go to my doctor, they put protection on me, and then they still leave the room to turn on the machine.
Well, we know top scientists have come out, the Atomic Energy Agency, they've all said these things are x-rays, they're very, very dangerous, and you've just made a lot of amazing points here. Anything else you want to add, Owen?
Just thanks for having me on the show. I'm not here to plug myself, so if somebody finds me on the Internet, say hi. If you don't, have a great day.
Yeah, give us the websites again, because I guarantee you, with this up on the Drudge Report, you're going to have a bunch of newspapers and TV, probably Good Morning America.
I had a news organization call me while I was online with you. I had to turn them down. I'll call them back later. ONJJStone.com is the easiest way to get me. I'm on the Internet. People can find me.
All right. We'll talk to you as this unfolds and develops. But bottom line, you did feel violated. Did you feel molested by him patting your genitals?
I felt violated. You know, if I would have felt molested, I would have punched him in the face, and I'd probably be in jail right now. Because, again, and the only reason he did that is because he was apologetic and I had it in public. If it would have been in private, I'd probably be in a cell or something.
Did you hear about the TSA worker who they made fun of the size of his member every day, so he punched his boss in the nose and then he got arrested?
Violation of privacy. Why am I getting punched in the face when a man sexually harassing me talking about my private parts to my face? Why isn't that man arrested? Why isn't he fired? talking about my private parts, that's sexual harassment.
Well, it's more than that.
Got me all fired up, Alex. Got me all fired up.
Well, no, you're awesome. I look forward to having you back on. Maybe I can have you sometime on a better connection, fill in on the show, because you definitely are an informed person, and I think we're on the same page. All right. Thanks for coming on with us, Owen. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. And, ladies and gentlemen, I can only add, people for 3 weeks, a minority of people. I mean, I could give you Valhalla on a silver platter, and people would complain. But I've seen this fake meme being put out, probably by operatives, of why is Alex spending hours every day talking about the TSA? Because if they're able to get away with this, they can get away with anything. If they can touch your genitals, and now, 3 weeks ago, it's pat outside. First it's back of the hands, then it's inside of the hands, then it's squeeze. Now it's, we're going to stick our hands in your pants. And it's not just, because I know how the TSA will operate. They'll come out and say, Owen's not telling the truth. Oh, really? We have clips of newscast with the news reporting it with other people. See, first it's, we're just going to run our hands in your waistband. Oh, now I'm going to stick my hands in your pants and pat your rear end. I'm going to pat your, I mean, this is going on. This is happening. And I can only salute the Drudge Report. 9 billion page views in the first 11 and a half months, or I guess 10 and a half months, because we got a month and a half left in the year. It's the 16th day of November 2010. In 10 and a half months, 9 billion page views. 9 billion. We are getting millions of readers a day on top of the millions we already get from the Drudge Report. We salute the Drudge Report for understanding how key this issue is. It was the Drudge Report 3 weeks ago that began to pick up our video clips, our articles, and then other people started complaining, and other people started standing up, and other people started saying no. And now it's just the front page of every paper. It's, you know, we're not talking about some stupid royal wedding anymore. That's way down the page. We're now talking about real issues. We're now talking about the government putting its hands on your genitals. The government in your pants. And we're now understanding that this is all a giant stinking fraud. And we now have the update on the article update. Owen J.J. Stone appeared on the Alex Jones Show today to discuss the incident and how the TSA goon touched his parts by specifically patting his backside and testicles. We need to add to that, Paul. I sent an IM to him. We need to add, Paul, specifically inside his pants. That's the key. If the hand was inside the pants. Inside the pants. So it needs to read, Owen J.J. Stone appeared on the Alex Jones Show today to discuss the incident and how he was embarrassed to tell the whole story previously. He went public with the fact that the TSA agent, while apologizing profusely, put his hand inside his pants and patted his genitals and gluteus maximus. Get me Watson online. He's probably already listening. Just get him online, please, as I go to break here in a moment. I want to specifically give him the update. So it's specifically what is there. This is a big update to this national story that Owen J.J. Stone, you notice he was kind of hesitant the first time he told it. He was like, and then he kind of put his hand on my pants and he touched my privates. Oh, well, I pressed him on it. I said, what did he do specifically? Put his hand all the way around his thighs, on his buttocks, on the buttocks, in between the sweatpants and the underwear. So he didn't do it under the underwear, on top of the underwear, and patted him. Then he went to the front of his underwear, and patted his testicles. And I'm sorry to have to get into this on air. This is what the government's going to do to everybody. Talking about it is good to expose it. What's bad is that they're doing it. So go ahead and dial Watson. I want to talk to him during the break, so get this update done. Thank you. Now, we're going to come back from break. I know the callers are going to be all over the map, and that's fine. We're going to go to Frank, Sean, Mike, James, Emmanuel, and others. 1-800-259-9231. We got a bunch of economic news. It's just more of the same. The bankers that have engineered the world collapse, trying to get even more power and control out of what they've engineered. A lot of people are fighting it worldwide. The economic numbers continue to come in. Stock market plunging. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
as we cover life inside the New World Order.
Are the threats of a biological attack to the U.S. real?
If biological warfare is real, what should I know before it happens to protect my family?
The answers to the unthinkable are inside a new book by Christian patriot and author Sam Adams, Pale Horse, How to Survive a Chemical or Biological Attack. Inside what's been called the must-have manual for surviving the attack and mass panic that will follow, you will learn what the actual biological and chemical threats are, how to respond to events that are almost certain to happen, what the government's response is likely to be, how some will take advantage of the chaos, and exactly how you should prepare. To get Pale Horse, How to Survive a Chemical or Biological Attack in hard copy or immediate digital download, go to BioWarSurvival.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Or buy online at BioWarSurvival.com. That's BioWarSurvival.com.
This is not your father's BioWar Survival Handbook.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
More and more, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, the alternative media is driving the news. Yesterday morning, we found a online YouTube clip of a three-year-old screaming and crying with the enhanced pat-down. We wrote a story about it, and today the San Francisco Chronicle has it, TSA pat-downs a screaming toddler. So it just shows how more and more we're driving the news. And again, top link on Drudge. Here's some of the other news. Stocks extend losses amid China, EU worry, sell-off, bond market defies Fed, weaker dollar seen as unlikely to cure joblessness. Yeah, because there are no
industries there. Even if the dollar goes down and that encourages manufacturing, you can't compete with the Chinese because they're already at rock bottom. They're already, it's the giant sucking sound to the bottom. It's the race to the bottom. Let's go to Frank, Sean, Mike, James, Emmanuel, and a few others, and I will get to the economic news and some other key info, but let's go to Frank right now in Texas. Frank, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I called last week mentioning to you that a TSA had kind of like racked me in the crotch area, and I was back for another trip this past weekend, and the pat-down, the guy who did the pat-down was actually, you could tell he felt bad, and he didn't
he
do too
bad. He
was
loving, he was more, but they admit this pressure thing, like they just, let me make sure that in the bomb.
Yeah, but I guess... The guy had the problem with the guy, the TSA guy checking my ticket, and I had a driver's license that expired just by 2 days, but I had my passport with me. And he kept wanting to know when I was going to go renew my license. And I said, look, buddy, I'm flying. I'm not driving. What's it to you? And he said, well, aren't you going to drive when you get to Dallas this weekend? And I lost it. And I said, you know what? If I feel like driving, I will. And if I don't, I won't.
No, see, he wants to boss you around. It has nothing to do with stopping terrorists. His boss has launched the attack, and he knows it. It's about letting you know, slave, you belong to the government. We're going to be sucking a lot more off of you, and we're here to train you that we are the master. So it's any excuse to get in your business. He's some powerless person who couldn't get a job cleaning porta potties, but now he gets to tell. So he finds one little thing, he gets to let you know. Sorry, go ahead.
And I had okayed it with them the week before. They said, yeah, you know, as long as you're not a criminal, we'll let the expiration be 1 year over the date and you're okay. But to my surprise, when I told them I would renew it I would drive if I felt like
But you didn't even need the driver's license.
Yeah,
you could have just had the passport.
But when I told him that, I thought he'd blow up, and he got red in the face. But guess what, Alex? He didn't come back with a single sound. He just,
what did you say to this god? What did you say to this ruler?
He told me, aren't you going to drive this weekend in Dallas? And I said, if I feel like it, I will. If I don't feel like it, I won't. And I expected, you know, to be escorted to the back. He didn't say a word, and the Border Patrol guys next to him started laughing because we're here on the border. And I just, you know, walked through, got a real decent pat down, and I was glad I finally told that guy to shut up. And, you know, I was just surprised. It's like, what do they say? You know, a barking dog never bites. And I think that was the case right here.
Well, look, they've been told, brutalize these people, drive them into submission. The globalists are getting ready to take the Social Security. They're getting ready to take large portions of the bank accounts. They're getting ready to really slap us around. And they've created this culture of worshiping the police state, worshiping our oppressors. It's over. And it starts with this TSA issue. I'm telling you, folks, this is big. This is only the beginning as people stand up and say no to tyranny. Let's talk to Sean in Georgia. Sean, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, evil Al-Qaeda.
Alex, how you doing, sir?
Good. Go ahead.
Hey, this is Sean in Georgia. Hey, I just wanted to follow up with you. Is that, you know, just hearing about these body scanners and intrusiveness, you know, it's a little disturbing. But I made a couple of notes. You know, normally if somebody's has evening wear, it's PJs. But I think that you should market InfoWars to JP's Junk Protection, InfoWars.com, so when somebody goes to the body scanner, they can see, just like the guy had to leave or anything else is, the person's protected. You should come up with a contest, even much like an auto dealer. Offers, you know, $1 million prize if somebody wins the Super Bowl by so much or whatever. But the first contestant or the first person that sues the TSA and wins should get $1 million. You know, you can work with them and do that.
Well, they're being sued, but I mean, I don't have $1 million, so.
No. What I meant by this is, you know how the auto dealer does a publicity stunt where they'll say, hey, we'll pay a third party vendor $100,000, $50,000. And only in the condition is, you know, if they made three touchdowns or if they win by so much. So if you put some type of contest like you did before with your body scanners, it's getting so much publicity. It would really seem a key opportunity or a key point for you to go ahead, move forward, and do something with that. It keeps you in the news. More people are informed about.
No, Sean, that's a great idea. Why don't you write that up and send it to us? You know, that reminds me, we did our naked body scanner protest contest, what, 7, 8, 9 months ago? It was early this year, and people are like, well, this isn't going to do anything. Yes, it raises awareness to the next plateau, and the next plateau, it takes time to discredit and defeat the globalist. Resistance is victory. The act of resistance and perseverance.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Republicans and Democrats alike are now fighting the erection of a fence along the Mexican border so they can prepare for the North American Union to merge Canada, Mexico, and the United States into one economic bloc? Just like the European Union, we'll lose our national sovereignty, our Bill of Rights, and Constitution. These ultra-rich men rule the world in secret right now, but will openly rule it very soon. Is this what Americans want? Then we need to repent before our God. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center.
Yeah!
In the heart of the resistance.
In the heart of the resistance.
Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Stand up and be counted for what you are about to receive. The resistance is on. Thank you for joining us. All right, I want to continue with your phone calls and get into the economic news and some of the other really hardcore information, but we've done 2 hours and 33 minutes here, and I do want to tell you about wonderful sponsors who I really believe in and who also make this transmission possible. One of them, eFoodsDirect.com. That's the letter E, FoodsDirect.com. Banners up on InfoWars and Prison Planet. This is insurance you can eat, store safely for more than 10 years. Only the best ingredients. This is the real deal. 30-plus years in business. They're patriots and have supported the movement for years. Independence, not dependency. You'll never stand in the bread line if you have your own bread. We've got grab-and-go packs, great for camping outdoors. It's easy to just grab, toss in the car with the family. When there's an emergency and you need to move fast, just check them out today, eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633, eFoodsDirect.com. Also, ecolablue.com, super high-quality atmospheric water generators. They grab water out of the atmosphere. It's like an R2-D2 high-tech water cooler without the water bottle. They're smaller units, do 7.5 gallons a day, send it through 7 filters. They have medium-sized units that do more and send it through 12 filters. And then they've got big units that can supply a whole army if you want. Ecolablue.com, ECOLOBLUE.com, the cleanest, purest drinking water, period. Never went through the tap, never went through the ground table. It's right out of the air. Ecolablue.com, 800-691-6043. And, of course, there's also the great folks at Food Production Systems. The folks at Food Production Systems have put together an amazing DVD resource that shows you how to build a food production machine out of a small space in an urban environment. Everything you need to know from composite, composting to water collection, from canning to butchering. Get this most important education you'll ever have in a time of crisis. Get the tools you must have in a crisis for just $24.95. The system is so easy to understand to give you the CD-ROM along with the DVD. With the thousands of different documents you'll need to keep yourself on track. Click on the Backyard Productions banner at the front of Infowars.com and take the first step in getting control of your life, or go to backyardfoodproduction.com. That's backyardfoodproduction.com. Don't wait, folks. Backyardfoodproduction.com. A really great DVD and CD-ROM, $25 for both of the discs. Okay, I've got to hurry now through your calls because I want to get into report. Foreclosure mess could threaten banks. Associated Press. We told you that 10 years ago and last month. But now here it is, mainstream news. And, of course, there's been a threat, so they'll need more of our money. And then the threat just gets bigger. It's like Greece and Spain and Portugal and Ireland. Oh, we got to have this bailout or we'll go belly up. A few months later, we got to have a bailout or we'll go belly up. And the bankers just love it. Because it's taxpayer money bailing it out, but it isn't bailing it out. It's mathematically impossible to pay it back through the fractional reserve system. It's a takeover. It's designed. It's like some poor guy, you know, at the roulette table who's lost $1 million. He's in hock for another million, and he just thinks he's going to get out of the hole. You're not. The house is going to win. Let's go to Mike in Wyoming. Mike, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Pretty good.
I'm wondering where the, as a Christian, I'm wondering where the Christian outcry is at. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, we've got preachers that...
Well, the new Christian religion is obsessing and getting scared of Muslims and talking about them all day and hating them. And, you know, let's just hypothetically say Muslims are the devil. I don't believe that, but let's just say they're pure evil out to get us. Why is 95% of Homeland Security aimed at gun owners, Christians, conservatives, returning veterans? This isn't for the Muslims. This is for the American people and property owners. And, of course, they worship tyranny. They, you know, I've seen Pat Robertson say, take a chip, it's of the Lord. Biometrics, it's of the Lord. It's all of the Lord to have your wife and children fondled, because these aren't Christian churches. These are 501c3 government whorehouses who are there, by and large, to submit to this tyranny. That's a great point, Mike. Finish up. Yeah. Where are the churches talking about this? They're telling people Romans 13, Heil Hitler, that was his favorite Bible verse, do what government tells you, when that's not what Romans 13 actually says. Go ahead.
Well, we've got a rogue government. I mean, we lost our government when they threw out the Constitution.
Well, I mean, here's an example. 96% in a Reuters poll say they're not going to fly and they want the machines removed. Now, this is a government for and by the people. So render unto Caesar, we are the government. I mean, but see, we're not Caesar in this country. A bunch of corrupt, devilish banks are, and the average Christian church just can't lick enough boots. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, we sat down for abortion. I mean, we got 50 million abortions.
They think it's of the Lord. Now, they think killing babies is good, man.
We sat down for homosexuality, and now we've got that running rampant. And now we sat down for pornography, and now we got it in the airports. I mean.
Well, it's an act of submission. If they can get away with this, look, I've got the federal documents where they're going to take blood to get a driver's license. That's why they've got grants to have cops take blood without warrants for DWI. That's just to train medical cadres of police.
Well, I'm just a little confused. I mean, my son got in some trouble and he broke into a place and he took some girls' underwear and he got 6 years in jail for that. I went to a church and I tried to explain it to the preacher, and he said, "I'm gonna be watching your son, and any stepping out of line, we're gonna be coming down on him." I mean, what is this? I mean, this is ridiculous.
No, I hear you, and I appreciate your call, Mike. The way this works is, if somebody's 18 and their girlfriend's 17, he's going to spend 5 years in jail for statutory rape. But if a jail guard rapes somebody, he's not going to get in trouble. Or the bad guys overseas, they torture, but when our government tortures, it's good. Or when the TSA sticks their hands in your pants, it's good. But if you stick your hands in their pants, they're going to probably kill you. So, again, we've been trained to just put up with government corruption. That all the banks steal money, that's what they do. All the politicians lie, that's what they do. And so we put up with more, 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 more until there's that breaking point. The system has counted on us just blindly going along. But now it's gotten so wild that people are waking up. What did Thomas Jefferson say? The level of tyranny you will live under, the level of government tyranny you will live under, is exactly the amount you put up with. And he went on to describe that it's unscalable. It's maximum. Even if you don't have really evil tyrants in power right now, which we do, but hypothetically we didn't, you build the systems for abuse, the criminals will get in and use it for abuse. You build something that can be abused, it will be abused. And since 1947, we've had total national security secrecy and trillions of dollars disappear into a black hole. Of course the government ships in the narcotics. Of course the government's been caught running giant child kidnapping rings in congressional hearings, and no one gets in trouble. It's so absurdist, it's so bizarre, it's so off the charts that they can ask Rumsfeld 4 years ago, why is DynCorp allowed to operate in government contracts when it's been caught kidnapping children by the hundreds of thousands? And Rumsfeld said, well, I believe they went in a penalty box and were given a fine for that. So see, J.P. Morgan or Goldman Sachs gets a $500 million fine on stealing hundreds of billions. Just in bonuses alone, they got $14 billion for their execs. Let me see. $13 billion in bonuses, $500 million out of that. They just write it off as a loss. I mean, it's like what I talked about Sunday. I noticed it was on the front page of YouTube today. I'm glad folks know it's important. They announce all over our news, oh my gosh, we found uranium and radium isotopes in every major Texas water supply. And we don't know why it's there, but the story was, but the state and the feds covered it up for 20 years. CBS News broke it. And in 5 minutes, I went and pulled up the data. I already knew it. They mine this stuff out of limestone phosphate, the same place they mine uranium and other isotopes. It's in the fluoride. It isn't just fluoride they put in your water. It's hundreds of chemicals. It's the toxic waste left over from phosphate mining. Before that broke last Friday, 3 days before, I had Dr. Conant.
Like, here it is.
I had Dr. Conant with the case against fluoride. He wrote it with James Beck, MD, as well. And I already knew this, but I didn't take it like it was serious. You just get conditioned to accept this stuff. And it goes on to talk about the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency required mandatory reclamation of industry waste products. For example, Florida's typical phosphate rock, which is mined to produce the phosphate used in the fertilizer industry, contains naturally occurring uranium-238 and radium-226, the latter of which gives birth to the deadly radon gas. And it goes on. Where does Austin, Texas get the fluoride that we pay $1 million+ a year for to be put in our water? See, they'd have to pay to put that in a toxic waste dump, but instead we pay to drink it. It comes out of Florida. It comes out of famous mining areas where they did most of the mining for the original atomic bomb. Now, you can sit there with a yuppie news reporter and explain all that to them, and they just don't connect. They're like, do you understand they're not just putting fluoride in the water? And you look at them straight in the eyes. I've done this before. And they'll go, but fluoride's good for your teeth. And I go, listen, let's say fluoride's good for you, which it isn't. Doubles cancer in the bones, on and on. Do you understand that there's arsenic, lead, mercury, uranium, radium? That's that the toxic waste that they can't put in fertilizer, they put in our water. Do you read me? And they'll just change the subject. They cannot get serious. Do you understand that your children in almost every city where we're fluoridated are drinking uranium? And their answer is just to come out and say, you know, mercury's good for children. Remember Jesse Ventura's TV show last Friday where he's talking to the congressman about the FEMA camps? He goes, well, they're happy children in the FEMA camps. All right, I said I'd take your calls. It's just all so insane. James in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good. Got to move quick. Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. What I want to bring into light that I haven't heard anybody say, what if this is one of the tactics that the government's doing to control the population because it affects the private area? This could be one of their tactics to control the population because it affects your, you know, your sperm.
Say that again. I mean, explain to me what you're saying.
Well, like when you go in for an X-ray, they block your private areas. But when you go through that machine, it's wide open.
Yes.
And wouldn't that affect, you know, for you having a kid if you get, you know, radiated so much?
Absolutely. It's eugenics.
Right.
Very well said.
And another thing I'd like to say, too, Alex, real quick, is there's in Mount Clemens, Michigan, there was a CEO banker that died. And I believe it was all covered up through the system. The examiner that did the exam didn't find a bullet hole in his head. He had a bullet in his lung. And the family took it upon herself to hire another examiner. And he found a bullet in the back of his head and a bullet in his lung. But yet the other examiner was like, oh, sorry. And he said that he committed suicide.
Yeah, the government lies even when the truth would serve them better. By the way, on Alexa.com, they show the hottest website in the world today. The hottest news story in the world is TSA now putting hands down flyers' pants. Drudge Report has made Infowars.com story number one on the Internet. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing to have that happening. And I got a big line of people outside the door. Aaron, what's going on?
Watson has just informed me we are the top story on the website.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm glad. That's why I love my office, and I encourage it. They had just told me, and they came running in and telling me the same thing. And, you know, this is so valuable. This is not Lindsay Lohan being the top story. This is not Prince William or Twitley or whatever his name is being coronated with his new bimbo girlfriend. This is a substantive issue. This is so exciting. This is very exciting, ladies and gentlemen. And it's all because of our hard work getting the info out, you spreading the word about the show and the Drudge Report. Let's talk to Emmanuel in Minnesota. Thanks for holding, Emmanuel.
Hey, how are you doing, Alex?
Good, I'm doing good. What's on your mind?
Oh, I just wanted to say thank you for, you know, all the work that you do. It's greatly appreciated. You know, I tell my friends and family that, you know, they have to wake up and smell the coffee, you know, that the government doesn't care about them, and they look at me as if I'm crazy, you know. I'm African-American, and I voted for Ron Paul. Why? Because he was pushing towards the agendas that, you know, need to be looked at. But, of course, they looked at me as if I was crazy when they were looking at the current president and voting for him simply because they look like him. Who's the idiot? But anyway, what I wanted to get at is, you know, I was listening to your show and you were talking about what's going on at the airports. A best friend of mine, he had an expired ID and he's from LA and he came out here to Minneapolis. And before he got to Minneapolis, they brought him into a room. You know, they stripped him and threatened him. And he told me this. I'm like, well, wait a minute. Is this really happened to you? So I'm like, he's like, yeah.
Let me explain. That's confirmed as well. If they can find any excuse, because don't just think everybody now gets their genitals grabbed. Now they take you behind closed doors and strip you down to your underwear or even naked, and they even have same sex now doing it, or the opposite sex doing it in some of the cases. And so what's the next thing? It's going to be putting their hands inside you.
Huh?
So what did he say they did? Just strip him down?
No. What happened to me as well, I also went out to L.A. and did the same thing. I had an expired ID, and I wanted to see what would happen. Dragged into a room. Stripped. Where are you going? You know, I'm like, you can look at my ticket. Who are you? I'm like, there,
well, they strip you to humiliate you. That's in the CIA torture dossiers. Stay there. I want to hear the rest of this.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. Wind Blue Power carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers. And all Wind Blue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off. Or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
Alright, you know, we're out of time, and I want to finish up with this caller and others. I'm tempted to go into overdrive, and I would if I wasn't under the weather right now. I got into some of this economic news earlier, but report foreclosure mess could threaten banks, AP. The disarray streaming from flawed foreclosure documents could threaten major banks with billions of dollars in losses, deepen the disruption in housing market, and hurt the government's effort to keep people in their homes. It was all done by fraud. It's much worse than they're even saying. And you've got the same thing now going on in Ireland and Portugal. They're going under. Same thing in Greece. Every time they get another bailout, it only makes things worse because it's mathematically impossible to pay all this back. It's been designed to leave only the mega banks still standing. Euro under siege as Portugal hits the panic button. Ireland told take EU bailout or trigger crisis. And then they take EU taxpayer money and give it to the private bankers, paying off the debts. The bankers make this up out of nothing. Then they lobby government to get into debt so they get to come in and take over the real assets. It's elementary. You know, I've done 2 hours and 55 minutes a day and haven't even talked about PrisonPlanet.tv. Every year in late November, December, we give you 5 months free when you sign up. 5.3 months, if you want to be technical. So you get 5+ months free when you sign up for a year. So you only pay for 6 months, a little more than 6 months. You get 5 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. It's your PrisonPlanet.tv memberships that also fund so much of what we're doing here. We've also got a deal going until Christmas where all of our top titles, buy one, get three free. That's going to go until about a week before Christmas. Infowars.com, or if you got any questions or want to order over the phone, 888-253-3139. This platform is so important in the fight against the globalist, and we're having bigger and bigger success every day waking people up. And thank God we've got your prayers out there, or we wouldn't even be on the air. We are under attack in a lot of ways I don't talk about. But I want to thank you all for your support. We couldn't do it without you. But it takes about a minute to sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can do a trial monthly membership as well, $5.95, or get the year and get 5+ months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. And you notice now we're adding more and more exclusive interviews there. We're adding more and more expanded interviews. You don't just get to watch the live radio show and video streaming. I mean, it's just PrisonPlanet.tv has never been better than it is now, and we only intend to make it better. Briefly finishing up, and I'm sorry to all the other callers, to Emmanuel in Minnesota. So you then tried to fly out to L.A. Briefly, what did they do to you? How much did they strip off? What did they say to you?
Well, when I was at the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport, it began there because my friend told me, he said, look, when I got to the LAX, you won't believe what they did to me. And when he got here, they did the same thing to him. So when I got to the airport, you know, here I am, just an average American citizen. No, I'm not a criminal. I don't have a criminal background, no bad
history.
No,
it's East Germany. No, it's any excuse to train their goons to do this. We're almost out of time. What happened to you?
Well, I was strip searched, like I said, and I was asked that I'm going to make a report on you guys. And they said, well, you can't report to anyone. You get on the plane or you just leave now. I'm like, look, you just grabbed my, you know, my genitals here with force. Obviously, they can't.
Let's
be
specific. Did they completely strip you down?
Not completely strip me down. Forced their hands all around my genitals, all around my buttocks, grabbing me by force. That's what happened.
And again, it's thugs violating you like a dog urinating on another dog. Just pure evil. God bless you. Call me back again and tell me the rest of the story. We're out of time. Great job to the crew on this live Tuesday edition. I'll be back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. We're going to come back at Infowars.com and the restreams and get into everything that's happening. And again, I'll see you back tomorrow. I've got some big guests coming up the next few days.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.